Monday, August 18th, St. Agapitus, Martyr. The epistle from the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 8 through 10, and chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. Dearly beloved, be mindful that the Lord Jesus Christ is risen again from the dead, of the seed of David, according to my gospel, wherein I labor even unto bands as an evildoer, but the word of God is not bound. Therefore I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, with heavenly glory. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, love, patience, persecutions, afflictions, such as came upon me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. And all that will live godly in Jesus Christ shall suffer persecution. The Gospel from John chapter 12, verses 24 through 26. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falling into the ground die, itself remaineth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world keepeth it unto life eternal. If any man minister to me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also shall my minister be. If any man minister to me, him will my Father honor. Haydock Commentary. Unless the grain of wheat die. The comparison is this, that as the seed must be changed and corrupted in the ground before it fructify, so the world would not be converted but by Christ's death. By this grain our Savior means himself, who was to die by the infidelity of the Jews and be multiplied by the faith of the Gentiles. So says St. Augustine. We must minister to Jesus by seeking not our own things, but the things of Christ. That is, we must follow him, we must walk in his footsteps, we must perform the corporal works of mercy and every other good work for his sake, till we come to put in practice the most perfect act of charity, the laying down of our lives for our brethren. Then will he crown us with this greatest of rewards, the happiness of reigning with him. So says St. Augustine.